Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Over three quarters of Irish LGBTQ plus students feel unsafe in secondary school, and over half of students reported hearing homophobic remarks from school staff. That's according to new research carried out on behalf of Belong To, an Irish organisation that supports LGBTQ plus young people. The research authors noted that Irish schools can be hostile environments for many students. I'm joined now by Monina Griffith, who's chief executive of Belong To. Monina, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
It's alarming, isn't it, that what I've just read in the intro there. But you might tell me a little bit about this research.
Yeah, I mean, it is alarming. There are glimmers of hope, but still, I suppose, proof that there's so much more for us to do in Ireland, despite the amazing progress that we've had over the last 10 years in terms of LGBT rights and attitudes and behaviours. I suppose the reason we went out into the field to ask LGBT young people to share with us their experiences of post-primary school and whether they felt safe and the issue of discrimination in school was it's an issue that comes up a lot in our youth group. So we work with LGBT young people in the Dublin area, and we support a large network of LGBT groups around the country. Mm-hmm. And it's an issue that comes in a lot. So we worked with Columbia University for the second time this summer. We sent a survey out. We got a really great response rate. Over 1,200 LGBT young people came back to us. And yeah, despite the significant positive progress, as I mentioned, in recent years, in terms of the legislation, national strategies and policies to protect LGBT young people, we found that for three quarters of LGBT young people, school is still not a safe place for them.
And did they detail as to how or why they feel unsafe in school?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long list, right from what might be thought of as you know, banter, offhand remarks, right through to name calling, exclusion, isolation, harassment, physical violence, right up to sexual assault. Mm-hmm. So the broad range of it that makes the school environment feel very unwelcoming and hostile, and what we know then is, you know, apart from the very detrimental effect it can have on a young person's sense of well-being and mental health, it also can have an effect on them going into school. So one in three of the respondents said that they had skipped school to avoid victimization in the past month. And one in 10 said that they didn't think they would complete their leaving certificate.
Which is very sad, isn't it? And not the start you want for any young person in life. And I think actually an awful lot of schools, that description where Irish schools were described as hostile environments, I think any school in the country would be very upset to hear that about their own school. But the research found as well that, let me find this here, over half of students reported hearing homophobic remarks from school staff.
Yeah, and again, some of that came through in the qualitative stuff. Mostly that would be kind of off the cuff remarks, teachers not intervening in a case where there was homophobia or transphobia or biphobia in a classroom setting. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
You have to remember that there's a lot of LGBT teachers who aren't out at school. So if teachers don't feel safe being out in school, what hope do we have for LGBT students? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not, the blame doesn't rest just with the teachers. We all have a part to play. Parents, board of management, school staff, the department, policymakers, we all have a part to play to ensure that schools become safer spaces for all students, including LGBT. LGBT young people. Yeah. We need teacher training, right from initial teacher training to continued professional development for teachers to be able to identify and address homophobia and transphobia and support school students in school. What was lovely from the findings was that 99% of students said that they did know a staff member in the school that they could go and talk to. And that's, I think, very heartening, you know, having that one good adult.
About LGBTQ issues, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's, we know that that is a hugely powerful protective factor in terms of somebody's well-being mm-hmm. and mental health, as well as a protective factor for them staying in school. If there's somebody that they know they can go and speak to about being LGBT, and you know, and so many more said that there were so many more compared to our 2019 report said that there were over 10 staff members. So we're going in the right direction, but these kind of things take time.
Yeah, and you don't want to be overly negative. And I know I'm surprised at that stat where students, over half of students reported hearing homophobic remarks from school staff. I'm genuinely surprised at that, but equally, I'm not surprised at all of the 99% of students feeling they have a teacher or somebody on school staff they can go to, because Irish teachers are great and they lead the way in many ways. But what do you think needs to be done then to fill in the gaps?
Well, I think it's clear from the research that teachers need more resources and more support. They're crying out for training in terms of LGBT lives and experiences and how to support young people. Policies need to be updated. Curriculum needs to be more inclusive so that LGBT young people see themselves reflected across curricula, not just in SPHE, although that's really needed as well. And we saw in the findings, big shout out to all the amazing teachers in English and history, as well as SPHE, who are really trying hard to make sure that LGBT students feel included and that they're visible and valued in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's really hopeful as well is the report from young people where they've been empowered by staff to set up LGBT clubs in schools. So these are support groups. So for young people who feel a bit lonely, a bit isolated, or just want to hang out with other young people who have similar experiences with them at lunchtime, they are really important as well.
Yeah, okay. Can I ask you really briefly, you mentioned that an awful lot of teachers aren't comfortable to be out in school. Now, I wonder, is that a school thing, that particular school, or is it a wider society problem or difficulty, or could it be down to each and every personal teacher in that situation?
Well, interestingly, on our panel today, we had Diarmaid Ware from the ASTI, and he spoke about it very passionately about it. And I think it's a number of factors. I think sometimes it's school ethos. I think it is people, we know from research that a lot of people, when they leave third level education, go back into the closet in their first job. So they're worried about promotion. They're worried about what their colleagues will think about them. All these things can have a detrimental impact. And, you know, if we don't have role models in our schools, you know, it makes it more difficult. If we can't see it, you can't be it. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to encourage and inspire and empower teachers, LGBT teachers and allies to continue the great work. And this week has been awash with amazing posts across social media from schools all over Ireland, engaging with Stand Up Anti-Bullying Week. So a big, huge note of gratitude to all the staff members and the students taking part in that this week.
Yeah, and that will inspire others. People can share their own experiences and stories to 51551. But Monina Griffith, great to talk to you again. Monina is Chief Executive of Belong To.